Okay. I will start momentarily. Okay, good evening, everyone. Okay, so we mentioned last night that there is definitely an Isser from the Torah to cause a child to do an Avera, a child of any age, to cause them, whether it's your child or anyone else's child, it's Usser to cause them to do an Avera or to encourage them or to, facilitate or make good, I shouldn't say facilitate, but to bring about that they do an Avera, to encourage them to it, to lead them to it, etc. And all we said was that the Gemara says you could put a child in a situation, in a place where he is likely to do something which you would benefit from, even if it's something that's usser, that the Gemara says is mutter, and many posts can bring down that Gemara lahalacha in Hilchos Shabbos. But what I wanted to now say was the following, that there is a shita in Rishonim that when it comes to a Isser Durabbanan, if it's something that's for the child's own good, something the child needs, then there's no Isser to directly bring about that they do the Avera, to cause them, to encourage them, to tell them. As long as, again, two conditions. Number one, that it's an Isser Durabbanan, not something that's Usser Min HaTorah, and B, something which is for the child's benefit, for their sake, not for your sake, although you may also benefit from it, but it has to be something that's a direct benefit from them, for them. Now, the Shulchan Aruch does not pass in this way. But Shulchan Aruch, even this is the Rabbanan, it's Usser, and there's no distinction whether it's for the benefit or not. But this is a significant shita in Rishonim.
Hi, Mommy!
And it is also, it's Rabbi Kibeger brings it, and therefore there are times when we will rely on this when a situation where a child needs something, maybe it's a health issue, obviously not something which is, you know, critical or, you know, God forbid, life threatening, because then we wouldn't have to search for heterim like this. But things which are some other health issue where it would be beneficial for the child if they could do something or have something or whatever it is. Maybe it's a question of carrying something from one place to another in a street which is not a Rishus HaRabim Min HaTorah, in a street where there's no Erev, but the Issur to carry is only an Issur Rabbanan, which is the case in many of our streets, most of our streets. Then, so that would be a situation, for example, maybe to go pick up some sort of medicine or other type of something that would be of a therapeutic benefit for the child. Again, not something that they need desperately, but something that they would benefit from. So, and to have to actually bring them and tell them to carry it, and from place to place to have it where they need it. So this is something which at times we will rely on when there's a great need. It's something to be aware of, that it's, you typically should not rely on this without asking a shaila, but the concept is there, and it said the sheet that does exist in Rishonim that by the Rabbanans. And the case Rabbi Kivega talks about, he says, he's talking about a case where the parent or the adult needs a sitter, a machzer in shul on a Shabbos. Maybe it's a Shabbos Yom Tov, but it's a Shabbos when carrying in the streets is not permissible and there's no Erev. So Rabbi Kivega says that if it's something the child will also use, the child will benefit from, he'll also daven from that sefer, so then you could ask the child to bring it, and you'd be able to use it again as well. Again, talking about a place where carrying is only the Rabbanan. So you could actually ask the child, bring this to shul, and you'll have what to daven with, and then the parent will also be able to daven from it. So cases like that where it's the Rabbanan and the child has a direct benefit from it, there is a, as I said, there is an opinion that it's okay, and it's something to keep in mind. Okay, now, what I wanted to move on to now within this topic is the idea that even at the age where a child is has reached chinuch, chinuch for brachos, chinuch for kiddush and Havdalah, and they're obligated to recite kiddush or recite Havdalah, but first of all, the iser of eating before kiddush or Havdalah, which is a very strong iser when it comes to an adult is not allowed to eat before kiddush. Once Friday night, once Shabbos has begun, means once they've taken in Shabbos, once a woman has lit candles, or certainly for anybody, once the sun has set, once it's Shkia, you're not allowed to eat anything or even drink water before making kiddush. there is, parenthetically, there is a heter and some achronim before sunset. If a woman lit candles, but it's still before Shkia, and she's extremely thirsty, and she just neglected to take a drink before candle lighting, she just wasn't able to do it, and now she is very much in need of a drink of water. But it's before Shkia, so then there are achronim that say she could do that. But once it's Shkia, a person has to wait, or if it's really important enough, bad enough, go ahead and make kiddush yourself. But the person cannot drink or eat anything before kiddush, certainly once it's Shkia. So, and by Havdalah, it's very similar. Once it's Shkia on Shabbos, unless a person is in the middle of a meal, in the middle of Shalosh Shudas, but if they're not in the middle of Shalosh Shudas, or even if they were, once they finish Shalosh Shudas, they can't eat and drink anything before Havdalah, with the exception of water. Water is permissible before Havdalah. Water is permissible for Havdalah, but not other, not food and not other drinks. So that, well, these restrictions will not apply to a katan. A child before the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, even when they're a Yil Chinech, and they're supposed to make Havdalah, they're supposed to make Kiddush, or Biyotze Kiddush Havdalah, but they're not restricted from eating. Generally speaking, any Isser on eating or drinking, which is time related, it's not because of the food, there's nothing wrong with the food inherently that they want to eat, it's just that the time is a time when they're not allowed to eat. Generally speaking, those restrictions will not apply to a katan, because we don't restrict katanim before bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah from eating when a food which is permissible, even if it's a time when they're not supposed to eat. And that includes, for the most part, that includes fast days. Children do not have to fast before their bar mitzvah. The exception being Yom Kippur, they required once they're close to bar mitzvah, leaving it vague now because we're not going into all the details, but once they're close to bar mitzvah, they are required to fast part of the day. And on Yom Kippur, even on Tisha B'Av, that's not so pashut. There are those that say Tisha B'Av also they're supposed to fast part of the day once they're close to bar mitzvah. But others say, I believe, according to the Mishnah Berurah, even, there's no such requirement. And certainly by the other fast, there is no requirement for a child to fast before their bar mitzvah. The idea of fasting three times before their bar mitzvah, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, has no makar, no, there's no source for such a thing. There's no such thing that they have to fast three times before their bar mitzvah. So, and with regards to other situation where it's not a fast day, but an adult's not allowed to eat, like I said, before Kiddush, before Havdalah, things like that, those don't apply to children. So they are, but they do have to hear, you know, make Kiddush and Havdalah when they're old enough, but they're not restricted from eating before. Now, that doesn't mean that you should let your 12-year-old just sit down and have a salami sandwich, you know, Friday night before Kiddush. Besides the mitzvah of chinuch, there's also the seichel of chinuch, meaning as much as we mentioned last night that you can't, you know, shove things down their throat, shove the mitzvahs down their throat, or even when there is a mitzvah of chinuch, even when there is a mitzvah of chinuch, even when there is a mitzvah of chinuch, but it has to be done with a lot of seichel, and it's not just a gzeres hakasuv that you tell the children, no, you at this age you must do this. No, or of course you're not going to. That's not recommended at all. Not a recommended way of doing it at all. But by the same token, even where there's no chiyuv chinuch, but that doesn't mean that you let your child go about and do whatever they want. Meaning to say, a child that's old enough, it should be taught if they have no need, no specific need to eat, and they could wait. Though it's good to wait. I'm not talking about a fast day. I'm not saying they have to fast, but I'm talking about eating before Kiddush, before Abdullah, when you know they're not. There's no compelling reason why they must, and they just maybe a little catchy or whatever it is. So it makes sense that as they're close to bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, they should be taught and should be trained that they you don't eat now. You know, you wait for Kiddush, just like you wait for many other things. Patience is a midah that children have to be taught to be patient and to be compliant and wait for the right time to do something is something very important for their upbringing. So well, I'm saying there's no technical issue, and if you feel they really need to take a drink or a bite or whatever, whatever it is, they'd be allowed to. It's not like an adult who really has to wait it out. But no, they're allowed to. There's no technical issue. But at the same time, you use your teichel, and you certainly want to get them used to the idea that that there's a time and a place. There are times that we do things and times that we don't do things. So without being a technical mitzvah, you know, there's still a mila to it. Okay, that's as far as eating or drinking before Abdullah or Kiddush. What I would like to discuss next, but maybe we'll wait for tomorrow, is what about if a child missed Kiddush or missed Abdullah, perhaps they're old enough, they reached the age of Chinuch, but Lamaisa, they went to sleep, especially Abdullah. It's common, especially in places during the summer and in places where Seisa Kochavim, Shabbos is over very late. And a child might be 8 or 9 years old, and they're of the age that they have to eat Her Havdalah, or even 7 years old, but they fell asleep, or maybe they even went to sleep before Havdalah because they needed to go to sleep. So is there an inyan? Is there an inyan for them to make Havdalah the next day? If an adult misses Havdalah, they have to make Havdalah. Well, the main parts we'll talk about, maybe we'll get a little more specific, but they have to make Abdullah even up through Tuesday. So what about a child? Should a child who misses Abdullah because they went to sleep before Abdullah, should they be taught to make Abdullah Sunday morning before they go to school? Should they be making Abdullah? So this is a topic which Bisham will plan on picking up with tomorrow. Okay, take care. Have a good night. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.